Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Colony is furiously looking for his key card. He's not in here right now, which is spectacular. And it's not a prank. I have nothing to do with this. I don't know if anybody does or if he just lost it. We haven't pulled a prank on Colony in a while. What's the last one, Producer Matt?
We're definitely due. The last one I remember was his mouse.
We taped the bottom of the mouse, and he went to move it and couldn't move it, and he was furious.
Great.
The best one ever, though, is when we were acted as if we were the South Korean news agency, and we wanted to line him up for an interview on Jung Ho Gung. He got real mad.
That was my first day as an intern,
uh-huh.
And I was like, is this really how it is here? It was great.
And then they interviewed him. They're like, why did you say Jung Ho Gung sucks? And he was like, you know, I'll own that statement, but I really do think it's not going to end well. And he was right. Did you find the key card, Jim?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right. Crisis averted. There we go. All right. Let me take a crack at this. If Malkin and Hagelin are out, obviously top line, Gensel, Sid, Hornquist. There we are, right?
Yes.
We agree there. Second line, I would think, would be Kessel, Shan, and maybe Zach Aston-Reese. Do you think those guys could work together?
The second line
would be Russ, Broussard, Sherry,
yeah,
actually.
Sully's going to talk about that here in a few minutes.
And then Simone, Rowney, and Kunockel. There you go. There's my line configurations, I guess. I'm not missing anybody.
That's what you would think. Somebody like, you know, we'll find if there are one or two guys that are in the locker room today, like Juris, for example, then that would be a sign that this day-to-day stuff is more like, you know.
Here's the question then. Can Zach Aston-Reese keep up with Kessel and Shan? Can he play with those guys? Because wouldn't that be the one question if you take those line configurations and push that forward?
Well, like we, you know, I talked about this. Now, not that this is a fair comparison at this point in his career, but is Tom Wilson fast enough to keep up with Ovechkin and Kuznetsov?
You wouldn't think on the surface.
Maybe not, but he could still be he's still a good complementary player for those guys. And Aston-Reese can still be a complementary player, you know, bigger body kind of guy. And, you know, Shane, I think he, you know, he has a real chance to prove his worth if Malkin can't play.
I think he already did, Jim, in game 6 against Flyers, to be honest with you, to some degree. But moving forward,
the other thing is, like I said, we're going to hear from Sullivan here in a couple minutes about more about this, but he doesn't really want to break up that Broussard-Sherry-Russ line. But what he can do, and he's done this with Shane, where you saw at the end of the game on Sunday, where Shane's out there playing left wing on Crosby's line. I know Gensel scored all the goals, but when he needed to send a couple guys out for faceoffs, or you have that extra guy there, you can send Shane out there. You can send Rowney out there, actually. You know, Rowney is a guy who he's going to fly under the radar to a large degree based on the other centers that this team has. But he came back from his wrist injury, I guess we can say that now, mm-hmm. and he's been good. And to be good, like Crosby talked about this, how, you know, guys, even guys that don't play a whole lot of minutes, you play 7 minutes a game like Rowney does, 7 or 8 minutes, those are important
minutes. They better be good minutes.
Those are important minutes, even though it's not, you know, he's not playing, you know, 18 or 20 like Crosby would. But those are important minutes, and those are guys, if you've got guys that can win faceoffs, and Broussard's another guy if he's having a good day, You can put them out there on a wing with another center, and you can't get away with cheating like you used to, because if you get caught twice, it's a penalty now. But
I don't want to say that they can't beat the Caps without Malkin, but I'm pretty close to saying that. You know, it's been dangerous territory in the past. People have said they can't win a Stanley Cup without Chris Letang. They've had Trevor Daley hurt in the past during a Stanley Cup run. Matt Murray's been dinged up. Sid has been hurt all throughout his career at different times. But when you get into the playoffs, it's dangerous territory. I know, saying, well, they can't beat this team or they can't make the run. If Malkin misses more than a couple games, especially against this Capitals team, Jim, I'm really worried. I am. Because I don't know if they can withstand that. They've shown all the time to be able to withstand so many things, but at some point I would think the luck runs out.
Well, maybe, but the Capitals have that kind of depth. we've talked about it, where Broussard is really a second-line center. But on the Penguins, you become a third-line center because they've got two first-line centers on different lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he gets if that line becomes a second line, what, you get Kessel's a third liner again? And coaches talk about this all the time, that, and I remember Bosman was actually one of the first I heard talking about this, is that it's not necessarily about keeping three guys together. It's about two guys together, and then you can complement. And that's where the Kessel Sheahan thing comes in, where he did talk about Broussard, Sherry, and Rust as a three-person line, that he likes keeping those three guys together.
Producer Matt, we missed the biggest one. We were talking about pranks, Jim pranks, although, because it wasn't a prank with your key card, Jim. We were just going over the pranks.
No, you know what I did? I put my keys away, and the card was with the
biggest one we missed was the New Hampshire degree. That was the honorary,
the homecoming.
That was a pretty good one, Jim, that we pulled. You were not happy.
No, I was not. Just because my phone kept blowing up, and you linked the alumni account. Which, you know, then they start looking up. What, colonies, they give money? Like, really? I mean, it's not a whole lot there over the last 40 years.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.